I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a Friday. We are rolling into the weekend. We are rolling into spring, which is so nice. Hopefully you're noticing a spring in your step. You are noticing some increased energy, especially with where we're at in the program. I've been talking a lot about your body naturally pulling you out of that winter hibernation mode, giving you a bit more energy. Great idea to get outside first thing. Get that sunlight in your eyes. It helps with your sleep. It really helps to signal that spring is upon us and it's time for your body to start dropping and releasing that fat that it would have naturally felt inclined to store over the winter time. This is why it's such a great time to lose weight. The winter rolling into the spring rolling into the summer. Your body is not looking to carry around a bunch of excess fat. Along with that, take advantage. Go for a walk, start moving your body more, start working on maybe some resistance training, you know, working on those 30 squats a day. It definitely makes a big difference. Real vibe in the group today. So many of you starting to notice how your hard work is paying off and things are really starting to come together. I love that. Some of you talking about the weekend, you have travel plans this weekend, you're a bit nervous. Don't be. Make choices that make you feel good. Who are you? Who do you want to be? This new, healthy person, having lost weight, feeling really good. When you visualize yourself and who you want to be, what you want to look like, what you want to feel like, what are the habits that are going to sustain that? What are the things that you're going to do? Right? Are you going to be that kind of person who, I call it, walks with snacks? My ex-husband's mom always walked with snacks. She never left the door without walking with snacks. When you have children, you don't leave your house without snacks. Same goes with you. Are you going to be that person who's out and about and pulls out a fruit out of your bag and starts eating a healthy fruit rather than getting that pretzel off the street or that hot dog or that bag of chips or whatever? Are you going to be that kind of person that walks around with a water bottle? Interesting. I saw this post yesterday and it was like, it was about like women in the 80s or whatever, talking about drinking water. And they're like, did you ever drink water? They're like, we never drank any water in the 80s. But yeah, also like in the 80s, when you were 20, you looked like you were 40. You know, this is why people are looking younger. This is why, you know, 60 is the new 40 now, because we know what we need to do in order to make ourselves healthy. We need to drink a lot more water. Are you that kind of person who's going to walk around with that water bottle, you know, living the life of a healthy, hydrated, happy person? You know, who are you? How are you going to navigate through your weekends moving forward? Happy Friday. I've been wanting to do resistance training for some time, but didn't. You know, we're learning more and more how important it is. In fact, I posted a little video on my Instagram account and it was just talking about insulin and how what insulin does is it kind of tells your body what to do with the excess glycogen. right? When you eat carbohydrates, your body breaks them down, stores it as glycogen, the excess sugar in your body, which is storing in your liver, right? It's storing in your fat and also storing in your muscle. And Dr. Olinka talked about this, the importance of resistance training to maintain your muscle mass and why you need that. Because otherwise what happens is your body gets the message that it starts storing more and more and more and more in your fat, which is why we start accumulating fat, especially in our midsection. And so it's so important. And it's not that it's important to be building muscle as you get older. It's just that especially with dieting, because we know from the past diets that you've done, because I know because of the types of diets that were available in our culture, is the eat less, exercise more, starve, deprive yourself, rob your body of essential nutrient type of diets, in which you lost weight, but you also lost muscle mass as well with that. And so doing those past diets has been really detrimental to the amount of muscle mass that you have in your body, which, you know, once those hormones start to hit, you start to roll through perimenopause and deal with hormonal issues, right? That's where you start to notice the impact of that. And so more and more research is coming out to support that, the benefits. Not only that, but resistance training is great for bone density. You know, you want to be strong. You want your hands to be strong. You want your body to be strong, right? You don't want to be kind of deteriorating year over year over year, getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Last night I heard motivation doesn't come from waiting. Yeah, motivation doesn't come from waiting. Who was that? Dr. Dina Kara Schaefer talked about that last week. Motivation is not going to get it done for you. And, you know, talk about learning a lot over the last few years. There's been a lot of talk about motivation. You know, people would come to me and I didn't think I was a great motivator. I didn't actually take on the role of a motivator. I don't look at myself as a motivator. I look at myself as a person who's sharing what I have learned. I learned a lot over the last 36 years now. Oh my God, I'm getting older. I learned a lot because I spent time with people, real people, hands-on, day in, day out, helping them lose weight. So I learned a lot about what people needed in order to lose weight. And so I'm more a sharer of information, not necessarily a motivator. And people will be like, yeah, well, you're motivating. I listen to you. And great. I love that. But that's not how I see myself. I see myself as this person who acquired a lot of knowledge, and I'm sharing it in the hopes that you pick up what I'm putting down and it's going to help you. Motivation is what motivated you to sign up for this program. Motivation motivated you to sign up for this program. You knew what you want. You know you want to lose weight. And so that motivated you to sign up for this program. But motivation is not going to make you do the things that you need to do. You're not always going to be motivated to do the things you need to do to lose the weight and reach your goal. So you are motivated to sign up because you know what you want, but you're not necessarily going to be motivated to do the things that you need to do in order to reach that goal. So this is why your why is really important, and reassessing your why every now and then is really important, because that's really what your motivator is. So you have to remember when you don't want to do this and you don't want to do that, why you need to do those things. I don't want to exercise. I don't want to do resistance training, but I want to reach that goal. So I'm going to do resistance training. I'm going to move my body more because that's going to help me reach my goal. So that's why your why can be a big motivator. Last night I heard motivation doesn't come from waiting, and I got my ass up. I did a resistance training session. My legs are so wobbly today, but I feel so good. Okay. So this is really where you want to connect and associate with these things that you're doing. When we talk about food and our issues and associations tied into them, and we're trying to rewire how our bodies come to function and our brain has come to function and reconnect and reassociate with food in a whole new way. And so this is where you can do that with exercise as well, where maybe your relationship with exercise in the past was pounding the shit out of your body to punish yourself for what you ate the night before, or you're trying to burn off those calories, right? And this is where you can say, you know, I get to move my body. I'm still alive. I get to exercise, right? And I like this, how you feel so good. So think about that. Think about how you didn't want to exercise, right? But you did it anyway. Like, go through your mind, the follow through. You did it anyway. You probably started to feel pretty good. Not that it wasn't easy, or sorry, not that it wasn't hard, but you did it and you followed through, and then really associate the feeling that you have today, right? With the fact that you maybe weren't so motivated to do it. And so when you connect the dots, that's why next time you're like, oh, I should go and, you know, do some resistance training, but I really don't feel like it and it's late and I'm tired. But your brain will go back to the last time that you did that and be like, yeah, but you know what? When I did that last time, I felt really good. And so that's why it's really important to take notice of the things that you are doing, but especially how you felt in and around them. So how you felt before. Yeah, last time I wasn't really all that motivated. I did it anyway. As I was doing it, I started to feel so much better about it. And then when I was done, I felt like a rock star. That felt really good. So you normalize that. I don't want to do it. I do it anyway. Wow, I feel so good that I did do it. And it's really important to take the time to think about that, connect those dots, and to make those associations. And this is also what's happening with food. So some of you are noticing how when you do choose to indulge in something, how you feel like shit afterwards. So rather than move on, let it go, you really want to notice that you feel like shit. So what was I thinking when I made that choice? What was my mindset? How was I feeling? Why did I decide to make that choice? I had that thing. Did it actually bring me joy? Did I enjoy it? And then how do I feel today? So next time you are faced with having that thing, your brain, rather than going to yummy, yes, have it, is no, last time I had it, I didn't feel so great afterwards. But if you're not taking time to connect those dots, it's going to be a lot slower to reconnect with your food and the things that you're doing. So you start making what I call positive, like negative associations to what you perceive as positive associations to food. Pizza, yummy, fun. Donuts, yummy, fun. You start thinking, oh, pizza, okay, tastes great, makes my belly not feel good. Donuts, okay, yeah, really not into that. You know, and then maybe next time you have a bite of the donut and then you're just like, yeah, no, I'm good, you know. So that's what that's all about. It's kind of like digging. This is what I mean by digging in a little bit deeper and leveling up a little bit more. So I love that. Good on ya. Good. And then you're owning it today. I love that you popped in to the group and you're owning that. And this is what intentions and end of day reflections are about too. And journaling, taking the time to be really proud of yourself. And you're like, that's fucking right. I did that. I did that. And then chances are you're going to do it again. And you're going to do it again. And you're going to do it again. Up and down week. Hi, Rosemary. Back in the 150s, which was my goal. Great. Leaving 3 weeks in Florida. Down 5. Big win. Awesome. Also back working out with body pump and yoga and walking more. Need to keep it up in Toronto. Feeling great. Yeah, it's a whole vibe. That's what I'm saying. I went into the group this morning and it was a whole vibe in there. I mean, it's a great time of year. Like, we do have that spring in our step when we're feeling much better. Like, just the, you know, the moments of sunshine, you know, we're not freezing our ass off for sure. Funny, last night I had some cravings. I went for cheese, nuts, and guacamole versus chocolate. Huh, go figure. Okay, so I love that. Good fats, right? Cheese, nuts, guacamole. So that's a great sign. So remember, cravings are just messages from your body, right? So remember also, if you were hungry, so break it down. This is because this is what you're focused on right now. Right? So break this down. What happened with that? So were you hungry? Remember, a sign of detox and your weight about to move is that you're extra hungry in the evening, especially after a day of eating nutrient-rich foods, right? So also, you may have been noticing your hunger levels change with changing what you are eating. And that's not necessarily that you're hungrier. Sometimes you can be hungrier and it doesn't take much for you to get satisfied. You think, oh my God, I was really hungry, but after a few bites, I was satisfied. Remember, with where we're at in the program as well, you are getting even more in tune to your body's needs. So your body is communicating with you and it's being much clearer with its communication because you are paying attention and you're noticing. So really loud hunger cues don't necessarily mean that you need more food. It's just your body's being more clear about letting you know. So remember that it's normal to be extra hungry heading into the evening, right? And it seems to me all the foods that you're craving were higher in fats. Maybe you're having a stressful week. Maybe you're having a bit of a stressful week. So that's a message from your body saying, like, it's craving. Usually when you crave salty foods, you know, your body wants higher fats. So if you're taking an omega-3, maybe what you might want to do is bump that up for the next little bit while you are noticeably more stressed, or really make an effort to add more protein and fat into the food plan. So I noticed a couple of people saying that they're really hungry now that they're no longer having the two afternoon snacks. And so there's a couple things going on. So this is why we are adding the protein and fat to that morning snack. And that's really important. Some of you are like, but I don't need it. I just want the fruit on my own. Yes, but you want to add that protein and fat to that morning fruit snack, or have something else altogether, because we did provide a list of other protein rich options. And this is sort of, it's like what you're eating in total that day, not what you eat in the moment necessarily. So there's a couple things that you want to do here. You want to make sure you are bumping up the protein and fat, really focusing on protein at breakfast, protein and fat for that morning snack. Obviously, the focus at lunch is that protein. You're still having vegetables and leafy greens and healthy fats, of course. And then when it comes to that afternoon snack, you know, you want to make sure that it's very protein rich. So if you're just going more vegetables with a few nuts, you might want to go more nuts with a few vegetables if what you're doing is combining the two snacks. Or go for something else altogether, like a boiled egg, right? That's great. That's great protein and fat. There's all sorts of other options. The other thing that we haven't talked a lot about with the revamp this week is the timing that you are eating. So you might, for example, after lunch, be on a schedule with your snacks, or maybe you had your veg snack at 1 and your nut and snack at 3, and then you had your dinner at 5. And this is maybe where, you know, you're still having your, you know, even with that protein and fat focus at lunch, so you're feeling probably a bit more satisfied with your meal, or in a sense that it's lasting you longer because it's more sustaining energy. You might still, just out of habit, be having your first snack at 1 o'clock. So shift it to 2 o'clock. Right? So if you used to have a snack at 1 and at 3, shift that one snack to 2 o'clock. So don't be afraid to play around with the timing of your snacks. This week has been pretty profound for me. Firstly, the convo about the second... Wait, where's that gone? Where did that go? Okay, here we go. Sorry. This week has been pretty profound for me. Firstly, the convo about the second snack this week. I have always just combined my nut and veg snack, never adjusted my portions, just went, woohoo, so hard to double down this week. Yes, that was a great conversation that I had with the tweak this week with Kim. And we talked about this, that I've been telling people just to combine their two afternoon snacks. But when you're, it's not like you're taking the exact portion size you were having with your veg snack and the exact portion size you were having with your nut snack and just eating both of them at the same time. By combining them, I mean have veggies, have nuts and seeds. I mean, you can still have veggies with your cheese or veggies with your dip or veggies with your olives or whatever you are having for that veg snack. And then you want to be mindful of the portions. So it's not like you're taking those two whole snacks and eating both snacks at the same time. What I mean by combining them is like you can have the same components you were having for your veg snack with your nuts and seeds, but you want to be very mindful about portions. Portions matter. Portions matter. If you think you are eating too much, you probably are. In talking about how people feel about especially dropping their two snacks down to one, is they're saying things like, I don't feel as full anymore. The goal isn't to feel full. The goal is to eat just enough when you are done eating that you're feeling satisfied 10, 15 minutes later. I know a lot of you are eating to feel satisfied, in which then when you walk away, you're feeling full. And so if you feel like your portions are too much, they probably are. And so this is where you want to really dig into those four questions and really understand your hunger levels. Now, you may be like, oh, you're just telling us to eat less. I'm not telling you to eat less. But in my experience, Whenever my clients would question portions, I would say, well, how do you feel about your portions? And immediately people who knew that they were having enough, they're like, they're good. My portions are good. They're good. Like, I know they're good. I don't need to eat any less. My portions are good. It was like an immediate response. But then I found people who kind of were like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, let's really talk about this. Well, I probably am eating more than I need. Well, because it's good and it's delicious. And I'm concerned about not eating enough. And when we really get into it, they already knew that they were eating more than what they needed. And so portions really do matter when it comes to this process, because you don't want to be dealing with that excess, right? Whether it's excess carbohydrates, excess proteins, excess fat, whatever that is, at the end of the day, you want to get in tune to those portions. Portions absolutely matter. We're not counting, we're not weighing, and we're not measuring, because that's not really an effective way to lose your weight or to be able to maintain and sustain your weight. And that's really what's most important. You're going to lose it. It's all about maintaining and sustaining. But portions do absolutely matter. Okay, so I love that after all my programs, I am still learning more every day. I'm also learning more about the feedback that we get from members and the conversations that we have. Like our guest, oh my gosh. I'm never going to stop learning more because, you know, although I have been ahead of the science, I've had a lot of debates and conversations with people who told me that I was crazy, I was wrong, especially the water conversation back in the day. Thank goodness science has already caught up with me. Again, I'm not in a lab. I'm not in a boardroom. I've spent my last 36 years with real people figuring out what they really needed to do in order to be successful to lose weight and sustain it. But I'm never going to stop learning. And I definitely don't know it all. And I'm always, every day I'm researching, every day I'm looking into new studies. And, you know, I'm open. I want to learn more, especially what's really interesting is what's happening, the conversation with your microbiome. And what I love about the calorie conversation is they are finally understanding, yeah, calories in versus calories out. Eat less, exercise more, calories or calories. It doesn't matter where your nutrients are from. You will lose that weight. No one's debating that that's not a way to lose weight, but it's not a sustainable way to lose weight. So absolutely, where you are getting those calories from and the nutrient value behind those calories absolutely makes a difference, especially when it comes to your body determining where it's storing that excess. And then your microbiome is just a whole other like really exciting conversation, which of course, as you know, is tied into inflammation in the body. It's tied into hormones. It's tied into your digestive system. It's really cool. Anyway, back to you, Sherry. Okay. I'm still learning more every day. So grateful for my long journey as for this first time, I'm totally feeling confident in myself. I know this program, I'm finally hitting my finally and forever. And as I just saw my new low, I am recognizing that this is the point where I would unravel. Yes. Yes. This time I'm doubling down. I love this insight because we've been talking quite a bit about sabotage this week because I'm noticing I'm in the group. You may or may not notice this. I'm always in. Every day I get up, I read comments. I'm all day long. I'm reading comments in the group. I can't comment as often as I would like because Facebook likes to kick me out and ban me from my own group for spam because it thinks that I'm just like, I don't know, trying to sell stuff to everybody. And then, you know, by liking so many comments and commenting so often, I don't know. Facebook's weird. But I'm actually in there and I am answering questions and I am reading comments because I do want to know where you are at. And the sabotage conversation comes up. And you know, 21 groups, the same types of things come up at the same time. This is why, you know, the conversations that I'm having or the posts that we're having, you're like, oh my gosh, it's almost like you're reading my mind. And that is because if you do this, your body responds like that. Like that's just how it is because you're human and you have a body. And if you are doing this and your body is not responding like that, then that's where you have to go a little deeper and be like, what's going on and why at the end of the day. And so just as people start to feel confident that they can do this, there are so many reasons that they sabotage the attention that they're getting as they're simultaneously realizing this can be done, recognizing how they are changing. Sometimes change is really uncomfortable for other people in your life. Recognizing that, wow, you're getting close to reaching this goal. So maybe that means you have to do all the other things now or face all those other things that you said you were going to do and face when you reach that goal. So not only do people have the goal of losing weight, they also have the goal of, when I lose my weight, I'm going to this and that and this and this and this and this and this, and they pile on top of that. A lot of times also feeling worthy. And, you know, I used to be like, well, I feel worthy. I don't have an issue with that. No, I feel confident. Being confident and feeling worthy are two totally different things. They are not the same thing. They are not the same thing. When you really ask yourself, do you really feel worthy? Like, I'm confident. I know I'm going to do this. I'm confident. I know I'm going to do that. I'm confident. I know I can do this. But a lot of times the underlying issue of sabotage when good things are happening to you is, do you feel worthy of these good things happening to you? And that's a lot of times why we sabotage. That's something I've been thinking about a lot over the last few months.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I love this part of the program. All the tweaks to this point help remind me how to tune into portions and what my hunger levels say I need. Yes, that's what they're all about, being in tune. Why does my thing keep pausing? Sorry. Now, these weeks, my portions seem good and I can feel my body what I know it needs. My messed up digestion thrives on lots and lots of greens and fiber. Fiber is something that we don't talk a lot about. Kim and I discuss this on Wednesday. Fiber is so important. It's important for heart health, cholesterol levels, pulling toxins out of your body. That's one thing that fiber does. Those toxins that are stored in your fat. Fiber is so important. And we don't talk a lot about fiber. We have fiber in the bowel movement post, psyllium fiber. A lot of you take your Metamucil in the morning. Psyllium fiber is like same. You know, you are getting a lot of, you know, fiber by way of vegetables and fruits. Your leafy greens are sort of more roughage than they are fiber. There's a lot of fiber in things like your beans and whatnot. But fiber is definitely on the docket to talk more about, because I think there's a lot more there just in terms of beneficial health and wellness and even weight loss. That's why you'll hear a lot of people about talking about increasing your fiber as a way to lose weight. Fiber also can make you feel more satisfied with your foods that you're eating as well. And that's why we do have a lot of fruits and vegetables included in the program. Grains are also in there as well. But yeah, lots of greens and fiber, definitely the way to go. Let me see. I am almost done 1 year on Weight Loss by Gina and have much more to do. Everyone's journey is so different. You can do this. This is where I am unraveling. Who wrote that? This is where I am unraveling. I think after two groups, this has dawned on me. I hope it's not too late to fix this, because the scale is creeping up after bits of bites over the last weeks or so. Have to figure out why, because I've been doing so well. So let's normalize. And people say this, right? Well, it took you a lot longer to lose the weight, so you're not going to lose it overnight. We hear that all the time. I don't think that means anything to anybody. We really, so you have to understand when it comes to dieting, you are bombarded by quick fixes that you should, and even people, oh, you're still on that diet? Yes, Sally, I'm still on this fucking diet because it's only been 3 months or 6 months and 9 months. And I've been trying to lose this fucking weight for 20 years. It's going to take a lot longer because I got issues and associations. I got fucking habits. I have coping mechanisms around food. Yes, fuck off, Sally. I'm still trying to lose this fucking weight already. You know, everyone's got something to say. Or you could be even losing weight and someone's like, oh, well, you should try my diet. You lose weight faster. Fuck faster. Fuck faster. You know what? How is that quick fix diet working for you? The one you've been trying for 20 years. How's that quick fix working for you? Right? And so we really want to normalize that it takes time for your body to make change. At minimum, it takes 12 weeks for your body to make any kind of change. Because your body's not some machine. There's a whole process. Right? And some people want to lose a lot of weight real quickly, but don't stop and think like you can't just take 20 pounds, 40 pounds, 60 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds out of your body and not have your body need time to adjust. The size of your heart. So we've had some people who've lost a lot of weight, a couple of them that I'll share because they talked actively about this in the groups. Both. There was a man and a woman who did the program and they both lost 80 pounds through doing the program. And both of them were on blood pressure medication and had heart issues. Both of them, after losing 80 pounds, had a very scary situation where they ended up in the hospital. And while they were in the hospital, they went through with their doctors all the things that they were doing and all the things that it could be. Well, what are you eating and this and that? And what are you doing? What are you taking? And in both cases, the problem was that their heart had adjusted to the size of their body and they no longer needed their blood pressure medication. And so this obviously was amazing. Both of them were like, this is incredible. The doctors are like, this is amazing, right? You've gone and lost your weight in such a healthy way that you no longer need your blood pressure medication to the point that taking their blood pressure medication was causing major issues with their body because they no longer needed it. And that is because the size of their heart had grown to the size of your body. So blood pressure medication is. You take blood pressure medication to prevent an enlarged heart from your heart getting too big because it's working so hard to pump the blood through your body. And so because you are actually losing weight in a healthy way, right, by giving your body the resources it needs and actually make change, when you lose a lot of weight, the size of your heart needs to adjust to the size of your body. And that takes time. My mind is just like, you know, I think that's just a great visual to help people understand that plateaus are so important. Losing your weight in a healthy, sustainable way is so important. Giving your body time to adjust to your new weight, especially after you've lost your weight, is really important, right? To make your weight your new norm, to reestablish a new set point. And that's what makes weight loss so hard through those shitty diets is your body has like, it has adjusted everything around a certain weight. That's why it's so hard. You'll lose weight real quick and then go right back up. Lose weight quick, go right back up, right? And that's why the Living Method is different because we're all about like decreasing that set point. But here's the kicker too, is that we are realizing you have got to take time to listen to that conversation that we had with Ruth Cain, Dr. Ruth Cain about maintenance the other day. The kicker too is that you can be done losing your weight in a physical way. That doesn't mean that you're done mentally. And so we're having these conversations in the maintenance group where people are easily maintaining their weight physically, but they are falling back into the old habits and then they feel like shit and wonder, you know, why do I keep doing that? They don't trust themselves, right? They don't trust. They don't feel worthy. That's another big one. They don't feel worthy. They have imposter syndrome. Who am I? I've gone and lost all this weight. They feel like they've actually changed as a person, but they're not actually embracing. It's like this disbelief. Like, there's a lot that goes on. So there's a lot that's going into this process while you are trying to lose weight. So the more time that you spend doing the program, and this isn't about sales and getting you to sign up and sign it. If I wanted you to keep signing up, I'd have a subscription service that just goes on and on and on, right? That's not what I'm about. Do as many programs as you need, do as many rounds as you need to reach your goal and get to a place where you are calm and confident around food, you know? And so we really need to normalize the time that it takes to really make foundational change, really lose your weight in a healthy, truly sustainable way. The Living Method is no magic pill and quick fix. I sometimes see people who tried the program like, oh, that finally and forever such bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck was I promising you? Nothing. If you can't see the work that you are doing and how this is different and how this truly leads to finally and forever, finally and forever isn't a program. Finally and forever isn't bullshit that I say. Finally and forever isn't a saying. Finally and forever is the work that you are doing and putting into this process to make real change, to change who you are physically, to change who you are mentally, to change how you are showing up every day, to change the energy that you are putting out into the world, to change your habits, to change everything about you so you become the person that you dream about and think about every fucking day. That person who wakes up and feels good and has energy and doesn't shame herself all day and feel like shit all day. The person who can go to their closet and no matter what size you are, put your clothes on and feel great. Not just try to trick yourself into body positivity, but actually feel amazing, feel calm, feel confident. That's what finally and forever is. Finally and forever is the fucking work that you've got to do to get to a place where you are done losing weight finally and forever because you know what you need to do to maintain and sustain your weight. And you know what not to do to feel like shit, to fall into bad habits, to go back to coping. You know, that's what that's all about. So we need to normalize the time that it takes to do that, right? That's it. So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Evan. You fall back because you have something more to learn. Right? You fall back because you have something more to learn. That's what that's all about. That's what that's all about. Those step backs are setting you up for success moving forward because it's really important that you learn what you don't want. It's really important that you learn what's not working for you. Right? And sometimes we forget, and that's where it's good to fall back. What you can do is be proactive and take a step back first, right? You don't have to fall back. You can take a step back. Okay, what's going on here? So you don't have to go full blown down the rabbit hole, trash yourself, hit rock bottom. You can take a step back. And that's why, like at the top of this conversation, connecting the dots, right? Connecting those dots. So I indulged, I did this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm having the bites of bits, you know, over the last week. What is that about? Why am I doing that? I know that when I don't hit the bites of bits, not only does it help me reach my goal, get me one step closer, I feel better. So why am I doing that? What is that about? Gina, how is that working for you? What is that about? Is this still how you're managing your stress? Like, what are you dealing with that's your go-to? Are you trying to sabotage yourself? Are you not being as mindful? Like, what is it? Why am I making choices that I'm now regretting or not feeling good about? So that's where you have to connect those dots. What happened in your life this week where those bites of bits started to pop back in? Now there is what I say program fatigue, because you said, you know, I think after two groups, right, it dawned on me, yes. But also after two groups, this is like 6 months now, spending over 6 months. I don't know if you did two groups. This is your third. It's a lot of time to be prioritizing yourself, thinking about this, showing up for yourself. There is that point of like, fuck me. I am fucking tired of having to show up for myself every day and do all these things. So it could be that you need to reframe. It could be when we talk about motivation, also what we started talking about off the top, you need to take a step back and reframe this process. What does it mean to you? What's motivating you now? Is your why resonating with you? Is the why that you have now that's going to take you not just the end of the program, but the end of your journey? Has it changed? Like, is it resonating with you? Like, maybe you signed up because you got a wedding, you want to fit your ass into your jeans, but now you're recognizing, oh yeah, this is so much more than that. Right? So maybe the way you're framing it needs to change. Maybe we talked about, is this a course? Is it a project? You know, is it an adventure? Maybe the first group you did, it was an adventure. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I'm here for it. Right? Maybe the next group you did, it was like, okay, I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to treat it like a course. Okay, great. I learned a lot. And maybe this is more like, now this time it's the project. Listen, All right. I see what's up. I've learned a lot. Now it's time for me to reflect on what I really fucking want. What do I really want out of this process? What am I trying to actually accomplish and achieve here? And really take a minute and reflect on that and kind of reassess and reframe this whole process. I want to feel as good as possible. I want to I want to get rid of that space in my brain that's so consumed with weight loss. I want to replace it with, how healthy can I be? How amazing can I feel? I want to feel confident about not being able to just lose weight, but about accomplishing everything that I want to do in my life. You know, I want to feel like a different person. I want to be a different person. I want to live like a different person. You know, so if you are kind of just like, maybe you're just, what you're chasing isn't sparking anything in you anymore. And when you really need that why to be that beacon of light, and that why is really your motivator, you really need that why to resonate with you. And I can tell you, some of you were so confident in your why, you're like, I know why I need to lose weight. Yeah, it's the same why you've had for 20 years. You have changed over 20 years. Guarantee you it is not the same why. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to fit your ass into your jeans. There's nothing wrong with that also being part of your why. But chances are you are not here two groups later motivated by fitting your ass into your jeans. You're just not, you know. So I love this for you. I love this sense of awareness that I am unraveling. Okay. But sometimes you need to unravel to get back on a better path for you. You're feeling a little lost. Maybe this is because you're trying to tell yourself, universe is trying to tell yourself, okay, well, wait a minute, take a step back, right? You need to reassess where you're at and then clear that path moving forward. So you know exactly where you are going, you know, and why you're going there. Let me see if I can get back to these comments again. I'm trying to find these comments in like 10 different places here. There we go. Let me scroll back down. I'm going to be me still, but a better, stronger, happier, and healthier version of me. Hell yes. We've all got that. Yeah. Right? You are you. There are so many different versions. We are meant to change. We are meant to evolve. We're not supposed to stay the same. Stay the same as when? Stay the same as when we were toddlers? No. Stay the same as when we were teens? No. Stay the same as when we were young adults? No. Stay the same as we were when I was 30? Fuck no. Stay the same as when I was 40? Uh-uh. You know, I turned 50. You know, I don't want to be the same person that I was when I was 40 or 30 or whatever. Now, physically, maybe, do I want the same body? Probably not. Do I want the same strength? Yes. Do I want the same energy? Yes. Do I want the same carefree fuck you attitude? Abso-fucking-lutely. Do I want a life that's not as stressed? Absolutely. But that's not what happens, you know, because we also can't control life and seasons of our lives. We also have to, along with normalizing what we have to do and work through, we have to also consider life and seasons in our life. And this is why I run a seasonal program. This is why this program, I fucking love my program. It's so multi-layered. There's a reason why you are doing another round, another round, another round. You get a start date and an end date. Wow, I did that. Fucking right. Then you get to do it again. Start date, end date. And there's a reason why you are going through these steps. Each time you go through these steps, you dig deeper, you level up more, you learn more, you unlearn more, you relearn more. You know, and there's also done in different seasons. Seasons, I'm not talking about the weather here. And yes, the weather factors in, the environment factors in, the seasons factor in. But seasons of your life where you might crush one program and everything is aligning. And then you have another program where your life is falling to pieces. And then the next program, you're putting those pieces together. Man, I could write a book on the story of my life broken down into 21 3-month increments. I can't, like honestly, I could write a whole story because every season, every program, there's a different story of my life. There's been times that I've gone through relationship stuff. There's stuff, you know, where, I don't know, Tony and I broken up and we got that together. There's stuff that I've had with friends where my friendships fell apart. There's stuff in my life with my career and things that happened there. There's stuff where my son one time was in the hospital, practically the whole fucking program. There's the, you know, one where my hormones, I couldn't figure out what was going on, all sorts of stress. There's one where my kid was just mental health issues every day. There was the program where I was sick and in the hospital for 3 weeks of it. There's a program where my kid's dad died. You know what I mean? And you guys are no different. I'm doing this thing that's really interesting where I'm taking time to have coffee with my team. My company has grown so big and I don't have a lot of time to connect. We have like 48 employees here at Weight Loss by Gina. There's a lot that goes into putting these programs on and providing the support and stuff that everyone needs to be successful. And so I realized that I was kind of losing connection with my team. I want to be the kind of company that cares about my team, not just giving them full benefits and holidays and paying well or anything like that, like really understands what my team needs and providing support. And I realized I can't do that without knowing who they are. Just like I can't help you lose weight if I don't know what you need and what you're struggling with. That's why I'm in the group every day. That's why I'm still in the group answering questions. People are like, you answer questions in your own group? Yes, I do, because I want to know where people are at and what they're dealing with. And I've been having these sessions with my team, and what I'm realizing is, oh my God, there are people on my team that are showing up every day and crushing their jobs and dealing with so much behind the scenes I'm not even aware of. I'm not even aware of. And here I am, all self-absorbed in my own shit. And I talk a lot about myself because it's the only reference I have. And so I talk about what I'm going through in hopes of connecting with you and if someone is dealing with something similar. And that is the one thing that I've learned over the past couple of months connecting with my team. We are all dealing with something. We all have seasons in our life that are harder than others. And so you really have to take a minute and step back and also assess your situation and what's going on in your life and what you are also dealing with simultaneously while you're trying to dig deep, level up, you know, and do all the shit that you need with this program, this process. My why in round one was about fitting into some clothes. Yeah, I hear this, but my why has changed now in round four. Hi, Joanna. I'm turning 50 this year and I want to be healthy and feel my best. My why continuously changes with each round. I learn something new. Yeah, I think we dig so deep into like, but I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight that we're not going deep enough into our why. I got to go because I got to go to the chiropractor because I hurt my back. I'm in like major pain here. I'm sitting here, but I can't walk or lie down. It keeps happening every now and then. Keep doing my exercises, but so I got to go to the chiropractor and get myself adjusted. So I got to go. I hope that you are really proud of where you are at. If you are watching this right now, if you are listening, please take time to be proud of yourself. Take time to reflect on not just what you've done throughout this program, but in the last few programs. Take time to reflect on your whole weight journey and how this is different. Take time to reflect on the things that you can do and you need to do that maybe you don't want to do or you are not doing as well as you would like, take time to figure out why. What's going on there? If you are struggling, figure out why. What's going on? What's happening there? Right? Like, take the time to be quiet, sit with yourself. Take also the time to spend figuring out who you are, who you want to be, where you want to go, what you want to accomplish, and more importantly, what you want to feel like. We're going to start talking soon about, you know, people, how do I know when I reached my goal? How do I know when I'm really done? Here's one of the things I can tell you. No one ever talks about a number on the scale. They always talk about it being a feeling. Everyone's chasing a number. At the end of the day, you're not. You're chasing a feeling. Only you will know when you get there. And it's a feeling. So spend some time thinking about how you feel. I got to go, everyone. I am not going live over the weekend, but I will be checking in on you. We got some fun stuff for you tomorrow. St. Paddy's Day is on Sunday. It's also my kid's dad's birthday this Sunday. So my kids, it's been a really bit of a rough week with that. So it's my kid's dad's birthday this Sunday, but it's also St. Patrick's Day. I'm sharing a segment from Lynn Crawford that I did with her last St. Patrick's Day. And also maybe drop in some hints that Lynn Crawford may or may not be coming back with us in the spring to do some fun cooking segments. That's very exciting. So exciting news. I can't contain my excitement. So we got some fun stuff coming up. We are not done yet. My team just sent me the list for all the stuff we still have to talk about over the next few weeks of the program. We are not done. Follow through, finish strong. Finishing strong means different things to different people. We are not done yet. Don't lay off. Put the pedal to the metal. You want to fly out the end of this program. Don't worry about what happens next. We're going to break that all down for you. Anyway, I got to go. Now I'm just procrastinating. Have an amazing day, everyone. Have an amazing weekend if I don't see you. And of course, if I didn't get to your question, pop it over in the question of the day page. Team is still working this weekend. They're around all day. We really are here for you. So make sure you reach out. Bye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.